So our Lord speaks against selfishness and a lack of trust in the providence of God, that we need to invest store up so much for the future for ourselves, and then we don't know what the future is going to hold. And so there's this kind of selfishness, this lack of trust in God who is going to provide for us in the future, and stinginess, hoarding, that we can do at times because we don't think we might have enough in the future. The lack of trust in the providence of God. But one good way to counteract that is to practice the virtue of generosity. If we are generous, God is always going to be there for us. He will not be outdone in generosity. And we were reading in some of the readings from last week in the Gospel of how in the Old Testament, when the Jews were exiled in Babylon and they came back, they were sent back to Jerusalem to rebuild their temple by the king Cyrus and then King Darius, that the people started and then they didn't continue, and then they were busy building their own homes and being comfortable and settling in, and they forgot about the house of God, and so they didn't continue to rebuild the temple, and God was hurt by that. And he said through the prophet Zechariah that if you don't build my house, I'm not going to prosper your crops and your house and the things that you do. He's not going to bless it. And he didn't. And they would work hard to build up their crops and their cattle and find that there were blights and droughts, and they didn't reap a good harvest at all. And he said the reason why was because you were selfish. You didn't put me first. God comes first. And so they didn't trust in God's providence, and they didn't build his temple. They didn't love God first. They loved themselves. But it's when we are generous in putting God first and spending our time for him and seeing him in our neighbor and helping our neighbor and giving alms and being generous with our possessions and being generous in our time, that's when God provides. That's when we have more than we would otherwise. And that's supernatural faith, and that's what we should have. We should have this spirit of generosity that can characterize our Christian life. We can think of our Catholic life as fulfilling the commandments and the rules of the church and the rules of God, and think of it as sort of a drudgery, maybe. I got all these things to fulfill or else. But the saints didn't think that way. It looks like Saint Therese, for example. She was always trying to do more for God, to offer him many things, to offer him many tokens of her love, and she knew, she always thought of God as a loving father who was very generous and who would always provide for her. And one time she listened to a sermon by a priest who talked about the justice of God and the fear that we should have of his punishments for sin. And she went away discouraged and confused and didn't draw any fruit from the sermon, because her spirituality was based on generosity of God and the love of God, which is generous. God's love is enormously generous in this life, but especially in the next. And the promises that we have of eternal life, there's generosity to the ultimate extreme of what God has prepared for those who love him. God is generous. He's infinitely powerful, and why not? So we too need to be generous, and we can be more and more generous the more we know that God is behind us and going to prosper what we do and what we give to our neighbor. This is the mentality of all the saints. Saint Maximilian would always talk about the greatest possible glory of God that we need to provide without any limitations, without any reservations, that we should give to God, give to our Lady in our consecration. He always would push the envelope and put as much in there as you can. Always try to expand, and he wanted to bring Our Lady to every heart, to the greatest possible number of people. And that's why he had this idea of always promoting devotion to Our Lady, because it is through Our Lady that we can do the most for God. We can reach the most people. We can reach the greatest salvation of souls through Our Lady, because that's the plan of God, that Our Lady will produce the most for us, because it requires certain humility and docility in our mother's hands. And so he would talk about the greatest possible glory of God, and he'd talk about the mass media, using the mass media to reach as many people as we possibly can, to do as much as we possibly can for souls. And we need to be generous. You can think of Saint Mary Magdalene too, when she took that very costly ointment and broke the jar and poured it over the head and feet of our Lord. And the apostles were complaining that that could have been spent on, sold, and a lot of money could have been given to the poor. But our Lord said, no, what she did will be remembered for till the end of the world. And we do remember it in the gospel readings. But Judas said that that was a waste. We don't waste things if we're doing it for God and for our neighbor. In one of my previous assignments, we were celebrating the Corpus Christi, and we would purchase a lot of flowers, and the sisters would adorn the church, very beautiful, elaborate flower decorations, which would last a couple of weeks. And it used to be more in the cold climate that I was in there, and so they would last 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks sometimes. And so we got our money's worth, so to speak, but it cost a lot of money to get all the flowers and then put all the decorations, and it took a lot of work. And there were certain complaints that were aired that I heard afterwards, and one of the lay people were trying to collect donations to pay for the flowers, which was about maybe $1,300 for all the flowers that we purchased for this major celebration, where we had hundreds of people come to this Corpus Christi procession, where we would process through the streets of the town. And so it was very elaborate and very beautiful, and a token of our faith, our strong faith in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. But there was a lay person who went to a fairly wealthy person and asked them for donations, and they said, for what? And they said, for flowers for Corpus Christi. And the person said, that's a waste, because flowers only last a short time, and spend all that money. And it really made me think of what Judas had said about wasting the costly ointment. But we don't waste things when it comes to God, and we didn't stop spending that money for flowers, and we kept doing it year after year. And another comment that at that time was that this is too extravagant, it's too much time spent, too much work, and made me think too, you know, when you love somebody, you love God, you don't think of limitations. You try to do as much as you can to make the beloved happy, and that's what we are striving to do. So we want to imitate saints like Saint Paul, who would exhaust himself through his ministry. He would travel from the ends of the earth. He went around the world 3 times, traveling by foot and going through all kinds of persecutions and struggles and difficulties, because of his great love for God, and that's generosity. And generosity, we can show it in so many different ways. There's St. Alphonsus, St. Joseph Cafasso as well. They both took a vow not to waste any time. And St. Alphonsus wrote many, many books, volumes of books, showing his love for God and generosity. And I think we can conclude with memorable words of Saint Therese and her great generosity, being a Carmelite nun in the convent. How much can you do there? But she wanted to do, and wanted to do much, and she's the patron for missions. And she, with her immense love, said, "To be your spouse, my Jesus, to be a Carmelite, to be through my union with you a mother of souls, surely this should be enough, yet I feel the call for more vocation still. I want to be a warrior, a priest, an apostle, a doctor of the church, a martyr. There is no heroic deed I do not wish to perform. I feel as daring as a crusader, ready to die for the church upon the battlefield. But to be a martyr is what I long for most of all. I do not desire any one kind of torture. I would be satisfied only with them all." And she continued in this way, saying, "Jesus, my love, I have at last found my vocation. It is love. And it is love that will make us generous. And so let us cultivate great, great love, a great, strong, deep love for God and for neighbor, and do much for him and for our neighbors."